The Cat Attack Podcast. Kurz Hire, local for 40 years.
The Kurz Hire Cat Attack Podcast, a week after being managed. We have had some rubs during the week. In fact, we've gone into even Kama Sutra type areas to get Kingy myself right for this week. But we're supple.
Speak for yourself.
We're supple and we're ready to go. The cats are supple there on top.
Did they use ointment?
Yeah, there's always ointment used down at the club. And they've obviously drizzled a bit of Lourdes water on Reece Stanley's knee. He was out for six and he was maybe half a chance that one week later, and then he played on the weekend. So whatever they're feeding them down there, Kingy, the cat fans cannot get enough of it. So, and no doubt Jason and Jared Kerr will be absolutely loving it, as we are, as Len Gandini was one day down there, the former cat champion. Remember him, played for Melbourne.
And Ross Crichton. Champion's a very, very loose term.
Len Gandini. I'll never forget on K-Rock, Ross Crichton was, I'd spoken to him about Len Gandini, and I said to him, I was doing the boundary my first time, and I said, Len Gandini is down here, and he's absolutely loving it. And Len Gandini was obviously nowhere in sight. There was only one other person on the planet who knew that gag. But look, the cats are flying, Kingy, aren't they? Yeah. I tell you what, cat, they're getting, and rightly so, but cat fans are up and about. They're on the edge of their whatever they like to sit on. And
their easy chair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it's in there, is it?
Their chase lounge.
Their what? I've had one of those. I've had an easy chair once, but I only sat in it a couple of times.
Right.
Yeah, before I got the chop. But it's pretty exciting though, isn't it?
There's a little bit of, I won't say 2007 about it, but there's just that vibe around town that there's something special going to happen.
Brewing.
Yeah, something's brewing. Yeah, I've just got that sense that there's something special about to happen over the next 6 weeks, and which completely goes against what you and I thought. I actually went back and had a listen to our crystal ball from the start of the year. We've spoken about this, how I went back and had a listen to it. We both had them finishing seventh.
Yeah, I know. I did listen.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think we were Robinson Crusoe.
No, I think we all thought that they'd play finals and...
I voiced that they had too much time to miss the finals, but I certainly didn't think they'd be on top. Certainly didn't think they'd be... Are they premiership favourites? They would be.
Let me have a look.
Yeah, they'd have to be.
Gamble responsibly.
The more you bet, the more you win.
Gamble responsibly, Ben.
Didn't predict this. I don't think too many people, in fact, I don't know of anybody who would have predicted Geelong be on top, two rounds remaining.
And a game clear.
Yeah, and doing it on the bet. Like they are, in racing parlance, they are on the steal. I mean, they lose Selwood, Dangerfield and Blitzarves on the weekend. And I know St Kilda aren't exactly top of the tree, but they're no bunnies.
No. Well, they beat the Cats.
And they put them to the sword by 9 goals in the second half. So, look, it's all good, Kingy. I've mentioned this. Expectation rises, though, for the Cats.
Yep.
It's nothing now but a premiership will be... Anything but a premiership will be disappointment.
Correct.
Barring, you know, a sort of a rare strain of a virus from another country hitting parts of the club and taking out the back line,
yep.
Then they've got to go on, make good on this, on what they've done to now, and win the premiership.
Yep. So $2.75 with the Totaliser Agency Board. Melbourne $4, Sydney $7, Collingwood $8. The Cats are $1.01 to win the minor premiership.
Yeah, well, I've had a nibble on that each way on the each way basis. I was just thinking, you had something disturbing happened to me.
This could be one of a myriad of things, Ben. No, I like that word, myriad. It doesn't get used enough.
It doesn't.
No, it's underused.
No, it is. It is. It is underused. And it
feels scant.
Especially,
there's another word, scant.
Scant. The only thing that's scant, I always think of
scantily clad.
Which is usually a Benny Hill type arrangement when he was chasing a scantily clad woman through a cemetery.
And the last time you mentioned that on air,
got us in a bit of trouble.
Got us a little bit of a clip.
Yeah, we did cop a few clips, but
not recently. It's actually been very quiet.
I know. Was
I got clipped by a bloke because apparently I write too many articles on Drysdale on carrickfootball.com.au. You took umbrage with that.
He wasn't happy with that.
No, wasn't happy with that.
Well, that's fair enough.
So four changes. Dangerfield, yeah. Selwood, Blitzarves, Rowan, you would suspect are coming in. We know that Isaac Smith is being managed.
Oh, yeah.
He won't play this week. Managed. There might be another management, but whom that
Bartell. I don't know, that popped in my head. Does Dangerfield definitely play?
Well, not necessarily, no.
I wouldn't play him.
Wouldn't send him up there?
I wouldn't send him to the Gold Coast. I'd play him in the final game.
Yep.
And then he has a week off.
Yep.
So you get one game into him. I mean,
but do you need some tightness last week. Yeah, but do you need some just consecutive games in him, though?
Not really. He's played 8,000 of them.
Well, 298.
As we said, he's better fresh. I wouldn't... I mean, unless he's 1,000% right, I wouldn't play him this week on a trip, you know, playing trip to the Gold Coast. I'd wait till the following week, play him at home. Yep. Then he gets a week off and... So, I mean, he doesn't need to play as such. He needs to be right. Mm. He needs to be fresh to play, not play to get touch and feel. That's not him. He'll
play 300 in the qualifying final, then.
Yeah, that's going to be...
Who are the Cats playing in the qualifying final, Ben?
Well, I don't know, because I think that... Collingwood are... Where did Collingwood play this week?
Collingwood have got...
They play Carlton in the last round.
Let me just have a quick look.
I'm going to play Sydney.
They do. Sunday afternoon.
So Collingwood, I think Sydney will beat Collingwood.
I don't know. There's something about Collingwood. They just find a way to win.
There's something about Mary too.
Yes.
And it wasn't about winning.
No, it wasn't.
It was about a Yogi Bear.
Yes, we move on from that, Benny.
I think Sydney will beat Collingwood. But right. So that... it's an absolute raffle. I think Melbourne will take care of Carlton.
Yep.
And I think Melbourne then play Brisbane in the final round up there. That could be a good old-fashioned humdinger, that.
Friday night.
Yeah, that's a big, big game. So I don't know, Kingy. I've got no idea who the Cats are going to play, and I don't think they really care.
No.
It's a matter of how they play when they get there and the manner in which they get the team there. And right now, I think, you reckon this week's, we've been saying it for weeks, but is it a little bit of a danger game going up to the Gold
Coast? Well, if Geelong lose this week, I don't think anybody cares. I don't think we'd lose any sleep.
No, that's what I'm saying. But now that they've played themselves into this position, we're top. Is it a little, if and the other side of the coin too, is the Gold Coast are coming back from a trip to Tassie.
Yep.
They're completely out of finals contention. What sort of shape are they going to be?
Are they
going to just give up the ghost? But if they decided to put their best foot forward,
yep.
I think Geelong will have a game in their hands.
Yep. Yeah. The question is that who else misses out? So you think Luke Dalhouse probably gets shuffled out.
Yep.
Mate, is he not a bad sub?
Well, it's between him and probably...
Going forward?
Yeah.
Because you can plug and play with Dalhouse. He gives that energy and spark that...
Yeah, and he's courageous. Yeah, I don't think it'd be the worst idea. I mean... Would you consider Sean Higgins as the sub?
Sean needs to get through the VFL on Saturday
afternoon. He's going to play a full game. I don't think he played a full game last week.
No, but he still had 21 touches.
Yeah, and I think he was pretty good from all reports.
Yeah, he played a little bit more than what he was supposed to. He felt really good, talking to Shane O'Bree. Big blow Segler that he will miss this week.
Yeah, that's sexy.
They wanted to get... I think they want... He'll definitely play against the Eagles next week. I think they'll run the ruck combo against West Coast, knowing that... They can't lose top spot. They can try some stuff. They're not losing to the Eagles.
I don't know if you want to be experimenting too much on the eve of the finals, but...
But you want to see if that combination works, don't you?
Well, I don't know that they're going to go. You won't have seen enough of it to know, and you're not going to know against West Coast. You might as well be playing Port Arlington. I don't think you're going to learn anything from playing West Coast.
You're harsh on Port Arlington. You always seem to bring them up.
No, well, anyone. St Albans, Lara, Anarchy. North Shore.
North Shore are going all right.
No,
they've been solid.
So I had a couple early but as soon as they lost the players going to Geelong, they're a bit rabblish. They've returned to the rabble. They are and have been for a long time. But yeah, I don't know that. A, I don't know you want to be experimenting. B, I don't know that by playing Segler and Stanley
so
against West Coast,
so
you're suddenly going to say, oh, geez, that's going to work against Melbourne.
So you wouldn't play Segler?
No.
No. But against Melbourne, would you play Stanley and Segler?
No. I don't think we've seen enough of Segler to play him. The only time we saw him, he had a crack. He couldn't question that.
Yep.
He looked as rusty as my first
gate.
Car.
Yep.
So I don't think you could. Now he's going to miss. He play one game. I think you're flirting with your form. And yeah, Look, the club they'll make that decision. But I don't see Segler and Stanley playing in the same team. Just haven't seen enough of it.
Yep. All right. So who else? So say that Geelong are only resting Smith. We think Dalhouse goes out because he was last in, but there's a couple of others in that potentially... well, who else are you resting? Are you giving to
Hawkins?
No, I don't think he'll get rested.
He had a little sort of niggle. He seemed to have a little niggle late in the game.
Yeah, okay. Well, potentially. And then you just rejig the forward line.
You bring in... Well, that's when you... Well, it's pity Segler's not playing because you could...
You'd send Stanley Ford.
Well, for parts of the game, but you could also bring in a Neil and give him another crack. Yeah. He's injured. Is he in?
He had a concussion and missed last week, so I don't know whether you'd be bringing
him. No, maybe not. It might be an opportunity time too, though.
Yep.
Give another game into him, play him up forward.
Yep.
You know, permanently.
Yeah, but I would have thought that if you're indicating that Smith is not playing... Although is Hawkins too big a name to indicate early? Like, you can indicate that Isaac Smith is going to be managed, but if you're saying Tom Hawkins is being managed, then, you know,
you start taking the P155. You might be seen to be extracting the, early.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying Hawkins will, because last time he missed a game...
was the preliminary final in 2019.
And John Howard bowled that extraordinary ball.
In Afghanistan.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The pitch did plenty in that Afghanistan, didn't it?
Well, we don't know if the pitch had anything in it because he didn't hit it.
No, but I just know that Hawkins did seem a little sore at the end, towards the end of last week's game. Whether it was just a knock that was, you know, okay, 10 minutes late, I don't know. But he's one that, do you rest him? He plays every week and has done for the last 10 years.
So Tui's had a break. Smith's going to have a break. I'm just looking at the older blokes. Does Mitch Duncan maybe have a week off?
I don't know. I think he's, maybe. He's had some time off earlier in the year, though, didn't he?
No, he's played all but one. He's played 19.
Yeah, it's a hard one with him because I wouldn't be against that.
Cam Guthrie, you keep playing. He's
he wouldn't be resting Cam Guthrie. He's just a soldier. Does somebody like a de-arrested DeConing?
Well, that potentially might be the way you go.
In the final round of the week.
Yeah. Although,
then it's 2 weeks you miss. It's really awkward having that week off.
Yeah, that week off.
Although Geelong will play on the Thursday, though, won't they?
You would have thought.
It's really...
Yeah, it's still 17 days between games.
It just makes it a bit awkward with that week off. But DeConing, young player, do you rest a...
Sorry, not 17 days.
Does O'Connor go out?
He seems the most likely, I would have thought, but... Yeah, no. Zach Guthrie, 22 disposals last week. I know that's not everything, but you know, he just seems to be so. You know, he took 8 marks. Just there's a surety about his football.
He's one that I reckon. So did the coach say that all these players are definitely coming back?
Well, they're all in. Well, you'll definitely get Selwood and Blitzarves back. Rowan's fine.
Yeah.
So that's 3. He's playing. So there's 3 in Dangerfield. You know, and Chris Scott did say. We reserve the right to be conservative if we so choose.
Yeah, I think I
read into that.
Yeah, well, Dangerfield doesn't play for mine.
He's not playing. A couple of good. I'd like DeConing to have to play on like a Casbolt on a really big body.
Well, he's playing on King.
Yeah, I know, more experienced.
Norton.
I'm talking
about. They're better than Casbolt.
Yeah, but big body. Another chance to take a scalp. Maybe pass Nick Dacos for the Rising Star.
No, that's not going to happen. But I don't know.
Do you give him a week off? Do you say, mate, you've played?
He plays on Marby or Chol. That's who he plays on.
Well, that's what I suggested to Chris Scott. He said, yeah, maybe Casbolt.
No, well, one of them.
Yeah,
but I mean, Casbolt's a bigger body, but he's not.
Who's going to Casbolt?
He doesn't play any more physically than a King and a Norton.
Well, who's going to Casbolt?
I'd be going with Colin Jason to Casbolt.
Giving up some height.
Well, yeah, but he's strong. So I'd be going in that direction with him or Henry. But I'd be going Colin Jason. I think he's super strong. He's sort of the 197 strength department and at 193.
Yep.
So I'd be going there with that.
Marby or Charles had some sort of year.
Yeah, he's been a really good pick for the Gold Coast. And they're going to get Dyson Heppel, aren't they?
2-year deal into a 2-year coaching deal.
Yeah, I reckon they'll get him.
So Marby or Chol at Richmond played 31 games and kicked 24 goals. He's kicked 43-23.
Oh, yeah, but that's just experience.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm just saying, like, just the impact he's had at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, he's been a really good get for them. And when Ben King comes back, goodness me, he'll be even better. They'll be a dynamic duo, those two.
Yeah. So you actually look at it. So they're leading goal kickers. In a season, Lynch kicked 46 in 2014, 43 in 15, 66 in 16, 44 in 17. Benny King kicked 47 last year. Not Ben E. King, Benny King. So there's every chance that Chol could be the second son to kick 50 in a season, which is what a great pickup.
Yeah, he's been really good, and he can also just drift up the field and go into the ruck, although they haven't done that a whole lot given they've got wits.
Mm.
Big challenge for Stanley this week because Witts is very, very good. He's very hard to play against given his dimensions.
Yeah, absolutely. So, some questions, Benny. I know you're running short of time, but I'll fire some at you from our good friends that have jumped on through our Big Footy Cat Attack podcast forum. Foxdog 50, boys went down with Saturday night with a mate, stayed the night after the game, went into the Samaries Club room for a few refreshments, followed a few frothies at the Cremorne. This was after the Bulldogs game. Question to you, Kingy. I follow the Ovens and Murray Football League, and there was the Hall of Fame inductions on the weekend. Watching the videos on Facebook, I'm hearing familiar voice talking about the inductees. Is that you, Kingy? The answer is yes, that was my voice. Yep. So, any inside info on us with Hopper and Degoe? Cats are up to their necks in Hopper. Degoe won't be coming to Geelong.
What about Grundy?
Brody Grundy, I think he'll end up at Mel. I think the Jackson movement west will hold probably unlock a lot of stuff there.
And what's happening with Bruin?
I haven't heard a lot more on Tanner Bruin. Like to see
how old's Hopper?
Hopper is, let me have a quick look, please. He'd be 26.
Is he? Yeah. I'd like to get Bruin. He's only 20.
Yeah. Just have a quick look here. GWS Giants. Hopper would have to be 26. He's been in the system, mate. Well, yeah, is he coming up as a restricted free agent? So he'd have to be 26, isn't he?
No, I don't know how all that works, King. You need to have done a sort of a diploma at the Gordon to work all that out.
What's that diploma called, Benny?
It's called, I don't know, the AFL would have some fancy name for it, and they'd be flexible and agile with it as well.
Jacob Hopper is 25. He'll be 26 in February.
Yeah, okay. It's
you get 6 years out of him.
Yeah, maybe. Bruin, you get a decade.
Yep.
Just for
Hopper more exposed. We know what you're going to get. Bruin still only speculative.
Yeah, I know, but I've seen a bit. I've just seen glimpses of what he might be able to do. That kid, I think he'd be very good. Hopper's a meat and potato sort of player.
Yeah.
He's not. He's good, but he's not. You know, he doesn't cause an enormous twinge in the strides.
Sydney Malakalis, looks like we'll earn a home final. I feel we should get on the front foot and make it clear we want to play at the MCG, as we know that's where the GF is played. But should we pressure the AFL to have the match played at a time that allows the Geelong faithful to attend in droves? So that means either twilight or 2 p.m. Geelong will be playing Thursday night or Friday night.
Yep. They don't care when they play.
No. Yeah.
Play on Tuesday, 2 o'clock in the morning if they want.
We'd still be there. Yeah. We'll call
so
it.
So would Cat fans.
Yep. Hey, guys.
It'd be good for Daz, too. He wouldn't have to get up.
Cat is 07. Yeah, that's a sort of a lunchtime arrangement for him. Hey, guys. So when I and a couple of mates were thinking, okay, if we were coaching against Geelong, how or where do you find the weaknesses to beat them? And to clarify, we aren't saying Geelong are unbeatable. We were in agreement that teams could target two areas, Geelong at clearances and also target the wingers of Geelong, especially Smith and Holmes. Thoughts and thanks as always.
Yeah, well, as it stands right now, it's hard to find a weakness. I think probably right there, clearances, and the ability of teams to score from clearances. We saw it earlier on in the year. I think Hawthorn did it, and St Kilda did it, and I think the Bulldogs did it as well. Geelong got over the Bulldogs, but
at times,
yeah, they were able to actually have just decisive, clear clearances and then score.
Yeah, so we got beaten in the clearances last week.
Yeah, but I think the scores from clearances were about the same. I reckon they got pants. That is probably a good point. It's just Geelong defensively sometimes, and they've had a history of doing this over the last 7 or 8 years, is getting out of shape around the ball. And the worst one, I reckon, was the St Kilda game, where Neildy brought it up a few times, that they scored, just off the top of my head, 2 or 3 goals from stoppages close to St Kilda's goal, where they basically just tapped it to the bloke at the back who kicked the easiest goal.
Ryder got his hands on the footy first.
Yeah, I think that is...
But that comes down... We talked about Stanley's effort that night, wasn't...
That wasn't great. No, but I mean, it wasn't Stanley. That was the midfielders being in position
Ryder was allowed to dictate.
Yeah, though. That's true. And Geelong has seemingly got better at that. So that's an area that they've probably identified on the back of those games and said, okay, this is where we need to get better at. And it hasn't been as evident in over this run that they've had. So, you know, they've obviously looked to shore that up and it's working. But, yeah, in a really big game, you know, which is in a big final, it's going to be tight. If you're coughing up 2 to 3 goals that are actually of your own doing because people aren't standing in the right places, that can absolutely kill you.
More questions, Benny, coming through. Sarah 13, a lot of Cat fans are critical of Myers, but I think he's an important cog in our forward line. The synergy between the three smalls is unbelievable. Myers, the connector from the back line, close to the distributor, and Stengel, the finisher. All three bring strong defensive pressure on top of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Grian Myers still seems to find himself in the crosshairs of Geelong supporters.
I've maintained that he just needed some time to find his feet. I reckon he's been really good the last month.
Yep.
He was really good on the weekend.
Yeah, he was.
Anybody who's saying who's saying that?
You get the rank and file. Who?
The rank and the file. I think he's been. That was nearly his best game on the weekend.
Cats09, love you guys and tuning in on game day. A list management question for you. Is it possible to get confirmation on Gary Rowan's contract status? When he re-signed last year, it was believed to have been a one-year extension. He seems to be listed as out of contract this season, but the following was published last month, which indicates a two-year deal and is causing some confusion. I'm not sure it's come from this article, but there is some suggestion. I don't know. I thought it was a one-year deal. I will probably have to clarify that with Andrew Mackey, whether it's one or two.
Do you have the hotline key?
To Mac? Yeah. I do.
Do you have a bat? Do you like a? Does your phone like glow red when he's ringing?
No,
like
he's glows red when I ring him.
Right, it says, Commissioner Gordon.
It says warning, Kingy calling, don't answer.
Does it say like Commissioner Gordon?
There's a few people at the Cats who have got the warning on their phone when it's me ringing.
Have they?
Yeah, Mac, Simon Lloyd, Steve Hocking. They all go. Oh, what
Joel Selwood.
No, I don't ring the skipper.
Don't you?
No, I leave the skipper. They all probably look at their phone and go, what the hell does Kingy want? Anyway, that's 15 years of covering the Cats, probably, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, people can get a little bit, oh, God.
Do you like using sanitizer?
Oh, see, you do.
I don't mind it. I just, my concern with the amount of sanitizer being used by people.
The alcohol seeping in?
Well, no, I haven't been drinking it. Not yet.
Well, three.
But grog goes up to like $15 a pot at the old Rubbity Dub. I'm going to start drinking it. But is the kids using this, right, and spraying stuff into the air, there's going to be no one's going to have an immune system.
No, true. Howler 41. A good win on the back of some good work by some lesser lights. I thought the Ukrainian Greco-Roman wrestler, Collagen, he played his best game of the year. Whilst he does occasionally turn one over, in terms of team structure, I think he's got to stay in.
100%.
Taller forward line requires him to be the second key defender. Zach Guthrie also keeps stepping up. And the man who gets the cream ready, whipping boy Myers with 3-goal assists.
Yes. Big all that is 100% correct.
Big Reese was beaten in hitouts by laying 7 tackles, showed he was competing when the ball hit the deck.
Yes.
Going to be some tough selection calls come qualifying final. Menegola could be the one who struggles.
Tick.
Because he's finished with a joke. Don't worry, Kingy, it's a good clean joke. Uh-huh. Two guys stole a calendar.
Oh, then and they both got 12 months.
No, 6 months each.
I did that.
Turkey Tom, non-AFL question to Benny. Why the Bengals?
Why the Bengals? Because when I was 18, they used to have a replay of a game, one game. Don Lane used to host the show. And in 88, 89, 90, the Bengals were a good team. They had Boomer Esiason and Nicky Woods.
Yep.
And so they used to be a team that would get on and be replayed.
Quite often.
So if I tuned in and watched, which I regularly did, the Bengals would play. And I loved Nicky Woods. He used to do the Icky Shuffle. Boomer Esiason was a flamboyant quarterback. And I like the design of the helmet.
Right.
So I broke for the Bengals. Yes. And they've been shit ever since, until last year.
Yep. How are they looking?
And you know, one of the best things I've ever seen, ever in football, was the vision of the man. Someone must have taken this. So they had a field goal against the Chiefs. They're playing the Chiefs in Arrowhead, which is like beating, you know, West Coast in the heyday in Perth. Geelong at GMHBA.
Yep.
And they're not expected to win. They're 1,000-1. They're getting flogged 21-3. They've come back. They've got the field goal in overtime to put them into the Super Bowl, and somebody filmed a man standing in front of his TV, and you're going to have to bleep this out, Kingy, but he was in his 60s, and if anybody knew the history of the Bengals, they have cocked things up that many times. It wasn't funny, but this guy's just standing there, and he just goes in front of the TV 2 seconds before the ball goes through the uprights. He goes, for God's sake, just don't this up. And they got through to the Super Bowl and they nearly won. But yeah, so I absolutely love the Bengals. I follow the Bengals more passionately than the Cats.
Yep.
So I'm sort of more removed.
Yep.
So it's great. I love it.
All right. Fox Dog 50. Just a question. He's another one. Big fish to catch in September. Ask you about the players we're linked to. Jacob Hoppy, what would you think we have to give up to get him? We have to remember GWS have salary cap problems, so we shouldn't have to give up as much if they didn't have salary cap problems. I'll ask about probably Radicalea and...
I'd be giving that up.
Yeah, I'd say that's
probably... I wonder how Radicalea's been going in the twos in defence. He's been playing in defence.
Yeah, he has.
I haven't heard any word.
I haven't watched much.
It'd be interesting to know, because I think that's Geelong have an issue there going forward as a key defender. Has he shown enough to be the answer? Because they certainly don't have, they're not going to have a top draft pick, and if they're giving away picks to get some of these guys, they're not going to get a cream of the crop key defender. So that's an area where, has Radicalea shown enough in the short period of time in VFL to think, okay, give him a pre-season and play him solely in defence to warrant keeping him? Because I think that's the only way he stays in the team.
And catch of the future with two questions. I'll just take one of them. Frustration from the Saints game for me was seeing us turn it over inside forward 50 on multiple occasions. It felt like most of them were 40 to 50 metres out, near direct in front. We were playing on automatically and moving it forward to get the entries, but smart teams know we're bashing straight through the corridor and are often set up with extras back. Does this make us too predictable to well-coached teams?
Oh, I don't think so. I think you've got that's been Geelong's mantra. And you look at Collingwood. I mean, Collingwood dismantled Melbourne in the last quarter last week because they just kept taking risky options. Now, they're not going to come off all the time, but if you go into your shell and become predictable, the better sides are so well set up defensively, they'll maul that. You have to keep taking the game on, and with taking the game on, there are mistakes made. But if you make if you go across of a course of a game and you score 6 or 7 goals from taking the risky kick, as opposed to maybe coughing one or two up from a kick that does go astray, you're in front. It's the teams, and there's got to be a little bit of thought to it when you do it, and the players that do it.
Yep.
You don't want Colin Jasny doing that, and his teammates have to know that. You don't want Mark Blitzarves doing it, but you want potentially, and Isaac Smith, you watch Isaac Smith, he does it a lot because he's got the runs on the board.
Yep.
He's happy to wear the mistake if he makes it.
Mitch Duncan's
another one. Tui. Busey's quite good.
Yep.
So there are certain players where the teammates got to know, okay, I can maybe get into a riskier position because this guy can get it to me. Don't do it if Blitzarves and College Asney have got it. Play to the... And if Guy Myers has got it, you know he can't kick it more than about 35 metres. Yep. So it's all knowing what you can do. Stengel's a very good kick.
Yes.
You'd be setting him up for to come inboard.
Hawkins.
But keep doing it because it means that the opposition is completely... on the back foot and can't set up in terms of what they're going to be delivered. So I just think that, wear a mistake because that's going to happen, but keep doing it.
See you, Benny.
Rightio. Good. I'm looking forward to this week, Kingy.
Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.